Welcome to the Health Up Podcast. On my podcast, I share everything I know on how to be the best and healthiest version of yourself, focusing on nutrition and fitness. Hello, and welcome back to the Health Up Podcast. Welcome to the 44th episode of this podcast. If you're new here, I am Carly, your host, and very, very happy that you decided to click on one of my episodes. So, if you're not new here, you probably know that I like to start off each and every single episode with a little life chat. But truthfully, I feel like this week has been just like a basic week. I've been just following along with my routine, and yeah, I did go out of my comfort zone, I think like once or twice, which I will talk about in a minute. But like, it's just been a super relaxed and fun week, I would say. But yeah, this is like already getting kind of boring, so let's get into today's episode. I mean, like, today's topic, you know? So, if you forgot to listen to last week's episode, which hopefully you didn't, and if you did forget to listen to that episode, make sure to catch up, because this one is gonna be part two to how to build up a workout plan. Last week, I talked about like how to specifically structure a workout, and I also gave you like my workout split. But in this episode, I will go more into like some details of like a workout, like supersets, trisets, and I will also be talking about cardio and the cool down. And at the end, I will give you a little example of a workout, which more specifically, it's gonna be a glute and hamstring focus workout. So if you're maybe like lacking in ideas and you want a good glute and hamstring workout, make sure to listen to the end and maybe write that down. But yeah, that's kind of what I will be talking about today. Kind of basic, you know, but I absolutely love it because this is kind of like my favorite topic, like how to build up a workout plan. It's kind of so difficult because you need to take care of so many factors, but at the same time, it's super easy. And obviously, I want to make fitness easy for you. So yeah, that's kind of today's episode, I would say. And before I start, I obviously will talk about my highs and lows. It wouldn't be one of my episodes if I didn't talk about my highs and lows. So let's start off with the lows, as always. I feel like, yeah, the first low, which I actually didn't wanted to talk about on the podcast because it's out of my like range of topics. Like, I normally wouldn't talk about this on my podcast. But the first low is definitely what happened in Ukraine, you know, everything was happening with Russia and stuff. I won't get into it more specifically because it's like, I don't know. I just won't. My podcast is not about that. If you want to know more specifically about what's happening, definitely make sure to educate yourself on the multiple platforms there are nowadays. So yeah, that's definitely the first low because I just feel like it's so devastating to see that, and I can't believe that this is literally happening in the 21st century. Like, it is crazy, but I am also, like, very thankful that I am not going through that right now, and that I'm actually, like, safe and sound at my home, and yeah, that's just, wait a minute, yeah, that was my charger, which literally just fell on the ground, but okay. That was certainly the first low of this week, and I feel like everyone has been kind of having mixed emotions and mixed feelings about the future. But yeah, just to remember to stay positive. And yeah, that's all I'm going to say about this, and I really don't want to get more into this. The second low of my week could be, well, yeah, I actually don't know. I really don't know because what I just talked about is probably the biggest low. But in general, I feel like this week went pretty fine. There wasn't a low, actually. Like, yeah. Wow, crazy. I don't know. I just really can't think of anything right now. So let's better get into the highs and get me happy again because I am kind of feeling sad right now. So the first high of this week is, once again, it has to do with school, that I went out of my comfort zone and, as always, raised my hand again. Like, I feel like I didn't talk like that much at school this week, but I definitely did talk a bit more than I did last week. So that felt great. Like, I just felt confident, and I know so much, and I feel like I just don't get myself to raise my hand because I'm afraid of my answer being wrong, which most of the times it's not. Like, I've caught myself so many times this week just knowing the answer but not wanting to raise my hand. So yeah, like, I definitely tried to do that, to raise my hand a lot more than I did last week, but I've also caught myself, like, just not being able to do that. So that's definitely something I want to improve next week, but that would definitely be the first high, because I'm just proud of myself. I feel like I just have to get comfortable with the new people there, and then I'm gonna actually, like, start saying everything I know. That's probably how it's gonna be. So I encourage you to definitely just raise your hand in class and say something, because you're probably full of knowledge too. So that's a little, also, like, the little, I guess, like, goal or activity for the week. My second high is that this actually happened today. Like, it's crazy. For school, I'm gonna tell you, like, the entire story. For school, I need to kind of, like, for 1 week, kind of work at, like, a certain, well, I can actually choose at which, like, company I want to work at. Not really work, but just be there in the environment and kind of, like, see how, I guess, my future is going to be. Not really my future, but I guess, like, how the job life is. So that's something what I have to do for school. And obviously I have to contact each and every single brand, which I am not happy about, because I am an introvert and I just don't randomly call companies and, like, tell them to accept me. Like, you know, I don't know, like, I am not made for that job. But today, actually, I went book shopping because I love books. By the way, I bought The Song of Achilles by Madeline Miller. I've heard so many good reviews about this. So, yeah, and it's also, I think it was like a kind of very popular book on BookTok for a while. I know it was probably like 2 years ago or something, or like last year, but I still really, like, never got myself into buying the book, but now I did, so I'm really, really proud of that. But that's besides the point. What I wanted to talk about is that, yeah, well, I asked one of the people who were working there, like, about if I could maybe join their team for, like, 1 week or two, and they were so nice. Like, I feel like I never get, like, the people that work there to be nice. I don't know, like, I feel like they always, like, talk to me in, I don't know, like, weirdly, and just, like, not very, very nicely. So that's why I kind of also hate talking to people, because most of the times they're, like, angry or something, or I don't know, it's just weird. But this time, the girl I was talking to was so nice, and I was like, wow, thank you for being nice. I love people who are nice, like, it's crazy. And she was so nice, but sadly, they are totally full. Like, they're literally, well, it's not that full, it's just two students which are already kind of there for that job, so they obviously can't accept me, which is sad, because I would totally love to, like, be in the environment of a bookshop. I don't know, it's just amazing. But yeah, that's definitely, wow, I feel like I can't talk today, it's crazy, but that's definitely the second high of my week. And yeah, and also today I took a random rest day, because last night I wasn't able to sleep properly, so I woke up with a headache. Well, the headache is gone now, but I have a few things I want to do, so I'm taking a rest day, my second rest day of this week, and I'm actually proud of myself because I'm just feeling normal. No anxiousness, no guilt feeling, no anything, like, I'm really just happy and doing what I like to do and really enjoy my rest day. So if you're maybe going or struggling through not being able to feel good on rest days, I encourage you to just kind of forget that feeling, because remember that your body needs rest or resting time to actually grow. So yeah, that's, I guess, a little message. I feel like I leave way too many little messages, but yeah. That is definitely the update and highs and lows of my week. Before I get started, make sure to follow my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. And also, please, as I say every single week, make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Like, on Spotify, it's literally so, so easy. Like, you just have to mark some stars. So please make sure to do that. I would totally love you for that. So, yeah, that's kind of it. And as always, I feel like I say this, make sure to share this episode with everyone you love, obviously, just if you enjoy it. If not, don't do anything. And yeah, now let's get started because this intro is once again way too long. So, I feel like a little recap is needed, even though I just talked about this for a bit on, like, in the intro. I feel like it's needed, you know? Because if you didn't listen to last week's episode, which hopefully is not your case, because last week's episode is really going to help you to understand this week's episode. But if you didn't really listen to that episode, I'm going to give you a little recap because I'm a nice person. So, what did I talk about? First of all, I mentioned that you definitely need to know your goals and what exactly you want to achieve with your workouts, because it's not really going to help you if you just go to the gym and do whatever you want. Obviously, you can do that if you want, but it's just not going to help you with anything. And I feel like most of us go to the gym or work out specifically to reach a certain goal. So that's the first thing you need to know. Another important point is that you just don't need to do like 100 exercises or something. Like, having some solid and good 5 to 7 exercises, obviously remembering to go for the compounds first and then do some isolation work. Like, 5 to 7 exercises, boom, you're done. That is the workout. You don't need 10 to 20 exercises just for your shoulders. That is not needed. So I'm going to just real quickly now walk you through the structure of a workout. First of all, you start off with a warm-up, dynamic warm-up. Please, we're anti-static stretching in the pre-workout warm-up. You need to have dynamic stretch. That is it. Then you start off with your compounds. This could be 2 to 3 compounds, depending on if you're a beginner or more advanced person, but at the end of the day, you decide what you want to go for. Crazy, I really can't talk today. Compounds, for example, are squats, deadlifts, bench press, back rows, overhead shoulder presses. Like, those are like the main compounds you can never go wrong with. So yeah, after your compounds, you're gonna go for some isolation movements. I think I called them differently last week, but I don't remember. It was accessory work. You could call them whatever you wanted. Like, you could do accessory work or isolation movements. It's kind of the same. Those are just like exercises which specifically target one muscle. You should do around 3 to 4 of these, depending on how many like compounds you did before. Because if you do 3 compounds, like, that is quite a lot. You're probably not going to have enough energy to actually do like 4 or even 5 accessory exercises, but that is your decision too. And after that, I think I did mention this, but you can definitely go for a like burnout to like absolutely kill your muscle. And yeah, that is all I talked about. And I also talked about my workout split, which if you want to know that, yeah, that's definitely something you need to go listen in the first episode, because it's not really that relevant for today's episode. So yeah, if you want to know more specifically what I talked about, make sure to listen to last week's episode, because that is definitely going to help you a lot. But yeah, let's get into the first thing I want to talk about today, which are supersets. So this kind of belongs into the part of accessory work and isolation movements. As I said, you start off with a warm-up, dynamic warm-up, then go for your compounds, 2 to 3 compounds, and afterwards you have some accessory work, or you can also call it isolation movements. In this part, you can add supersets. First of all, if you don't know what supersets are, easy. Supersets are two exercises performed back to back with no break. Back to back and no break, those two are like the main things you need to remember. For example, you're doing dumbbell goblet squats. You could do these right into banded squats. If you do these two exercises supersided, there's going to be no break between them, which means you do your 10 goblet squats, and right after you go into those banded squats, like no break. That would be one superset. Hopefully that was understandable enough. If you know what supersets are, perfect. They're actually quite easy to understand. So yeah, those are the supersets, and you could include them in your accessory work. They are just so, so effective because, like, they definitely help you to get your heart rate up. And, like, if you do them back to back, obviously, like, your muscle is going to fatigue a lot faster. So that is, I guess, the little plus of supersets. As I said, they are pretty useful, but at the same time, like, if you implement them in, like, the wrong way into your workout, like, it can kind of mess it up. So a few things you should avoid is, first of all, supersetting compounds with any kind of exercise. As I've said, supersets are mainly for your, like, accessory work or isolation movement part of your workout. Like, you shouldn't superset anything in your compound movements because, as I've said, compounds are like the main part of your lift and are supposed to be as heavy as possible. And if you're actually able to do a superset with your compound, that first of all means that you like did not put all your effort into that set, or that you're just not using enough weight for your compounds, which shouldn't be happening because obviously you want to make them as heavy as possible and like give them all your power you have. So that's why supersetting compounds is probably not gonna be the best idea, not only like because you're gonna be extremely fatigued, but also because if you are able to do them, that means that you're definitely not working out hard enough. So that's the first thing you should avoid. The second thing you should avoid when performing supersets is to just not make them too heavy. First of all, like, you shouldn't be even able to lift heavy when you're supersetting in your accessory moves because you're supposed to be dead already from your compounds. And if you're not, as I literally just repeated, I feel like 10,000 times, you need to up your weight or you need to give, like, more power into your compounds. So that's kind of realistically what would happen. Like, you're not gonna be able to lift heavy supersets or, like, accessory moves if your compounds are performed, like, almost on 100%, you know? But, yeah, I feel like supersets, most of the time, supersets are also, like, kind of more on the high rep side. So that's why making them heavy is not the best thing. And also, as I just said, like, you are literally performing supersets in your accessory moves, which means, like, you're not doing compounds. They really don't need to be that heavy. So, yeah, that's as easy as I could get with this. Just don't make them heavy. Like, go for a weight which obviously makes you struggle a bit, but, like, not crazy, because you're supposed to be dead already from your compounds. That's something you should always remember. But in general, like, supersets are definitely, they're great. They're really, really great for example, a quick workout. If you are maybe in a time crunch, don't have that much time for a workout, perform 1 to 2, like, compounds and then go into 1 or 2 supersets. Super easy and quick and a nice, effective workout. And also, if you just in general, like, don't feel like spending way too much time in the gym or in general working out, supersets make it a lot more faster. I personally like supersets, but I'm not the, like, I don't really go for them that many times. Like, for example, on leg days, I like to just perform, like, a single accessory move, like, not really superset them, because it really, like, kills me. Like, supersetting something on leg days is a killer, and I really want to be able to perform the exercises as best as possible. So that's why on leg days especially, I'm not a big superset fan, but on upper body days, it is always awesome because I feel like you can hit like different muscles at the same time, like, because you're just supersetting. Let's for example say you're doing chest press and like tricep dips or something, like you're working on those two muscles, supersetting them. I don't know. It just feels great. So yeah, I don't really go for them on leg days, as I said. But at the end of the day, it's your decision too. If you are a beginner, like, I would recommend them, because it's not like you want to spend like that much time in the gym, you know, because you're not really used to that. So going for a few supersets will definitely make your workouts a lot quicker, but still as effective as if you wouldn't really like superset anything. Okay, next part of this episode is cardio. If you listened to the episode 2 weeks ago, you definitely know a lot more about cardio than I'm going to say in this quick segment, because yeah, I did a whole episode on cardio. So if you want to know more specific things on where to implement cardio, what cardio to do and stuff, make sure to listen to that episode. But today I'm just going to give a little bit of information, because I feel like cardio is a important part, like, after your workout. Like, there are people who do cardio post-workout, post-lift, and there are people who don't. And for the ones who do, that's literally, this is your part of the episode. So as I said, a lot of people like to just maybe hop on the treadmill or on the Stairmaster or whatever cardio machine you like to do after their workout. Obviously, most of the times people who do this are, for example, in a cut, trying to lose weight, or maybe you just like doing cardio, which I personally don't really know that many people who like doing cardio, but still, there might be some out there. What I like to do, well, obviously, you know, I work out from home, so I don't really have the option to just real quickly hop on a treadmill or hop on the Stairmaster, because I don't have a treadmill at home, which is fine for me. But another way to like get your cardio in is just walk. That's what I do. I like walk from home to the bus station, which is around 10 minutes. And from school to the bus station, if I take the long way, the long path, it's around 20 minutes. So I do get my cardio in, not really specifically after working out, which if you do that, that is definitely going to help you to burn more fat, because over your lifting session, like, you've definitely depleted your glycogen stores, which is the first part which is going to be burned. The carbohydrates, that's like literally the first thing which your body is going to get the energy from. And afterwards, it's going to be your fat storage. So if you are trying to, like, I guess, lose fat, cardio post-lift is definitely a great option for you. Remember that more specific information will be on the episode. But yeah, as I said, cardio like really highly depends on your goals. If you're trying to build up muscle, as I said, cardio should be completed after your lifting session, and cardio is definitely not going to be your enemy here. I feel like way too many people believe that cardio is bad for you if you're trying to build up muscle. Obviously, to a certain extent, it is, because if you do too much cardio, like, that will definitely be affecting your gains. But doing some lighter intensity cardio is definitely going to help you to just definitely, like, maximize your, like, the way you look, because you're going to be lifting, which means you're going to gain muscle. And if you do cardio afterwards, you're going to lose fat and you're going to look shredded. And that is probably the goal of most of us. So yeah, as I said, you're trying to gain muscle. So doing cardio every single time post lift will not be that important, because you're not trying to lose weight or trying to become a runner. Like, you're just trying to maximize your physique goals, you know? So you definitely don't need cardio. And you also don't need to do it every single day. I would say like 2 to 3 times a week post-workout, like a solid, like, I guess, 30-minute session will definitely, like, be the best option and kind of really, like, will help you achieve your goals. Okay, now let's get into the last part of how to plan out your workout, or, like, in general, the structure of your workout. So what you've done till now is warmed up dynamically, performed 2 to 3 compounds, done 3 to 5 isolation exercises or accessory work. In here, you could have added supersets if you wanted to. If not, that is totally fine too. And lastly, you did some cardio if you wanted to. And obviously, that's not the last part of your workout, because the last part of your workout will be cooling down. Exactly. Your cooldown is just as important as your warm-up is, and it technically serves the same thing. It will prevent injuries. Plus, it will help your recovery time. It will make your recovery maybe quicker, but definitely better. But what's really, really important here is that you do not need to dynamic stretch anymore. No, I feel like this stretching, which I'm going to talk about now, everyone knows, and it is a beautiful static stretching. Yes, if you're cooling down, please don't dynamic stretch. What you want to do is static stretch and actually extend the muscle. This will help you with recovery and, as I said, to prevent injuries like post lift. And yeah, that is technically the last part of your workout. Just hold that beautiful stretch. It doesn't need to be that long as your warm up. I like to do this. That's literally what I'm saying. But truthfully, I almost never cool down, which is so bad. But ideally, I would cool down for 5 minutes. Obviously, you could do this longer if you wanted to, but I feel like 5 minutes is at least a minimum to cool down because I personally warm up for like half an hour and don't even cool down. Like, what is that, you know? So obviously, depending on if you have time or not, you can decide if you want to cool down a lot longer or a bit less. My goal is definitely to be able to get myself to just cool down at least for 5 minutes, but I guess everyone has their own style, you know? So yeah, that's the last part of your workout structure, just your beautiful cool down. Now, the actual last part of today's episode, which is going to be the workout which I wanted to talk about. I will be talking about a glute and hamstring focused workout. So make sure to grab a pen and paper, open your notes app, or literally write this down wherever you can, because this is a killer and extremely nice workout, which I personally do on each and every single of my glute and hamstring days. So the first thing, as always, is dynamic warm up. Never skip a warm up. What you can, for example, do are leg swings, body weighted squats, like even some lightweight RDLs to get some blood into those hamstrings. Then you can also use the booty bands, which I am not a big fan of, but you can actually have a great dynamic warm up and get some blood flowing in your glutes using them. So that is definitely an option if you want to. After your warm up, you want to start off with some compounds. And some good compounds for the glutes and hamstrings, which I like to do, are hip thrusts, first of all. I feel like they've definitely brought me some great results. So hip thrusts, a solid 4 sets for 10 to 12 reps, I would say. I'm not going to talk about weight here because remember that everyone lifts different weights and that is totally fine. So the first exercise are hip thrust, 4 sets of 10 to 12. After those hip thrusts, which should have been killers, you want to go into some barbell RDLs. Also one of my favorites, but truthfully, I've been kind of getting some light lower back pain with them. I need to really take care of that form. But yeah, barbell RDLs, once again, 4 sets, 10 to 12 reps, and you're done with your compounds. This should take you, I would say, a solid half an hour. At least it does for me. Like, if you give yourself enough rest time, this should definitely take you a solid half an hour. So that is the first part of the warm up. I mean, the first part of the workout. Now let's get into some accessory work, which first of all, we have some Bulgarian split squats. You could do these with a kettlebell, with a dumbbell, or even with a preloaded barbell if you wanted to. I personally enjoy them with just solid dumbbells, doing first of all the right leg, then the left leg, and this for 3 sets by 10 to 12. And yeah, it's 3 sets because first of all, you should do, like as I said, left and right, and that will be 1 set so that you kind of work on both legs equally. So that's the first exercise. Then we have some barbell single leg RDLs. You can also do this just with dumbbells, you know, but I personally really like them with barbell, so that's what I like to do. So some barbell single leg RDLs, also another solid 3 by 10 to 12. Once again, if you're doing single leg, remember that first of all, you do one leg, then the other, and that will be 1 set. And lastly, for the killer, actually, I really, really like this one. these are the step ups. They are, or they seem, a lot easier than they are, because it's just like literally stepping up, and that is all, like literally going the stairs up. But I feel like you really need to like have some good mind to muscle connection and not use anything else but the glutes. And if you really focus on using your glute muscle, these are killers and they will definitely make you sore. Here, once again, you're doing single legs, so remember that first one leg, then the other, that will be one set for another solid 3 sets of 10 to 12. And that for me is a solid glute day. I feel like this would take me 1 hour and like 15 minutes-ish, depending on if I get distracted, obviously, because sometimes I just randomly pick up my phone and stay there for like 2 minutes, which is way too long, and you shouldn't do that. I definitely need to stop too. But yeah, that's kind of how long it would take me. And afterwards, maybe if I like have some extra time and feel like doing a bit more, I will put on like a band, one of those booty bands, and like do some side walks, I could call them, like walking from side to side for a solid minute as a burnout. And this really destroys me, and afterwards I feel like I can't even walk anymore. And like, no, at the beginning, like when I started going really heavy, like I wasn't even able to bend over, because when you bend over, you're like using your glutes and hamstrings, and I was like shaking. So that's kind of how this glute and hamstring workout should leave you. Obviously, remember to use the weights that fit you and just use weights which obviously you can keep up with a good form, but also challenge you at the same time. So yeah. And lastly, which is literally the last thing of this, is gonna be your cool down. Remember to cool down properly to avoid any injuries and obviously to help your body recover better. And yeah, that was the example, the workout example I had for you guys. So you guys, that's actually it for today. Crazy. It literally always amazes me how fast these episodes go by. Like, recording them is just so, so much fun. And now we literally reached the end. At the same time, I feel like it's kind of all over the place. Hopefully you were able to understand what I was going for. Like, this episode is literally just supposed to be an extra to last week's episode. Like, if you want to know more specifically about, for example, how to structure some accessory work, where to add your cardio, how to cool down, and obviously I gave you a nice workout, like, example. So hopefully this episode was helpful for you, and you were able to learn something new. And yeah, at the end of the day, I feel like even though this, like, is a lot and might sound like a lot, practice makes perfect. So it doesn't really matter if in the beginning all of this workout structuring and planning feels like a lot, because like, just start, and then after some time you will definitely see that it becomes a lot easier and it's not that complicated as it seems. Like, when I started planning out my workouts, I obviously did it not that great, and when I learned how to exactly plan a workout, it felt like a lot. But now I literally plan out the workout just a few minutes before I get into it. So yeah, like, eventually it will turn super easy for you too. So yeah, and as always, before I end this, make sure to follow my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. I have been thinking of making an Instagram for the podcast. I don't know, maybe let me know what you would think of this. I think a yes. I don't really know. I will like put up this little question thing when you open, or like when you click on my episode. So let me know if you would like to have a like Instagram specifically for the podcast, because there are so many podcasts which have this. So maybe I should too. Yeah. And make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. As I said, it's so, so easy and you would really help me out. And yeah, that is it for today. Love you all so, so much. Make sure to make this morning, this day, this week yours, because you deserve it all. Make sure to stay safe and make the best out of your day, week, or whenever you're listening to this. And yeah, once again, love you all so, so much. And see you here next week with another episode. Bye.